Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Indirect talks are set to begin in Egypt tomorrow, centered on the U.S. proposal to free Israeli hostages and end Israel's attacks on Gaza. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the pieces must move quickly.
Already some of the technical talk is happening right now, and our hope is that by the time our team gets to Cairo, 90% of this has been worked out, and we're just sort of finalizing the logistical piece.
It's day five of the government shutdown that shows no signs of ending. A celebration marking the Navy's 250th anniversary is going forward. President Trump is going to attend the event in Norfolk, Virginia. The president's plans to send troops to Portland, Oregon, suffered a setback in court. A federal judge he appointed temporarily blocked the proposal. The Department of Homeland Security says two people were arrested after an incident involving border agents on Chicago's southwest side. One of the two arrested was shot and injured by authorities who said she tried to ram officers with her vehicle. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK. Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. The contested case hearing over Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has concluded in Madison, where environmental advocates and the Bad River Band are challenging state permits for the project. Farmers' advocates warn that denying the permits could cut off a vital propane supply for rural communities. Opponents say the pipeline threatens waterways, wetlands, and tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. Without permit approval, the line would have to shut down, and Zimdars says there are currently no viable alternatives. While much of the opposition has focused on the environmental impacts, Zimdars believes the DNR has conducted thorough studies to mitigate these concerns. The project would affect about 200 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. An administrative law judge is expected to issue a final decision in the case. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and warm today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Just a slight chance of a shower or rumble of thunder tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy and cooler with a low near 47. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shut down and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Everybody, the music of the stars, Ella Fitzgerald.
When day is gone and night comes on. Until the dawn, what do I do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky. And fields of green, sparkling with dew. It's joy sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing. Until the dawn, what do I do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky.
Zella. Cole Porter wrote that. Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Who dances more than...
When day is gone and night comes on, until the dawn, what do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky serene and fields of green sparkling with dew. It's joy sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing, to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you.
Music of the Stars. Fred Astaire introduced a lot of songs. So did Cole Porter and won most of the Oscars.
Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing, to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you.
I had a wonderful time being in his dream. Did you have an important role? I was the announcer. Did you realize that you were playing to a particularly small audience? It was excellent practice and a definite step up. I hope you made a good impression. I'm going to get into as many dreams as I can from now on. It's no cinch. You'll have to be very nice to the dreamers, or they won't let you in. When they hear that I'm good, they'll beg me to be in their dreams. You might never get your big chance. I'll have to work hard for the right breaks. It all sounds like an agonizing rat race. If you make it, it's worth it. So what if you are in dreams? What then? Maybe someday I can have a dream of my own.
My sixth dream was a nightmare! They're after me, I've got to get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And a hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I'm too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die.
Coward, 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 coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six, and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better run.
Yeah,
real
that's
fast.
It. Better I'd better run.
You better run
real
fast.
I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah, I did. I'll scream for help.
Ah!
There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you, she won't help you! Ah!
The church. Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend! Reverend! They're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! He won't save you!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life, son.
They're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We got you now, we'll slice off both your ears. You won't need them anymore, and we need souvenirs. We'll save your skull for play and ball, we'll kick you and grind. Your heart will make our masters fall like dainty valentine. We'll soon be playing marbles with those eyes you so admire. Your lungs will serve as bellows, sir. You fan your funeral pyre.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
Right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four, two.
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine, and we'll dream through the years. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me, come. Be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no for the lover. Love me, and we'll dream through the years. Ah, ah,
ah. Welcome, art lovers. We offer for your approval a still life, if you will, of noise. A soundless canvas suggestive of sound. The mouth belongs to Pamela. In life, a shrieking battle axe made up of adenoids, tonsils, and sound decibels. In death, an unmuted practitioner of fishwifery, undeterred and ungagged by what one would assume to be the great silencer. Some ghosts come back to haunt. Others come back simply to pick up where they left off. Our painting is called Pamela's Voice.
Oh, here in the twilight.
Manhattan Transfer. Never knew it had lyrics, did you? Les Brown, the band of renown. Thank you.
Said that it'll get a lot hotter more each day now that we're moving so close to the sun, and that's why
you've been handed a death sentence. 1 month ago, the Earth suddenly changed its elliptical orbit, and in doing so began to follow a path which gradually, moment by moment, day by day, took it closer to the sun. And all of man's little devices to stir up the air are now no longer luxuries. They happen to be pitiful and panicky keys to survival. The time is 12:05, midnight. There is no more darkness. The place is New York City, and this is the eve of the end. Because even at midnight, it's high noon, the hottest day in history, and you're about to spend it in the Twilight Zone.
Warmer than a summer night.
The clouds were like an alabaster palace rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Oh, was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me. Oh, was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there ever such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still the stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun.
Julie Christie with Pete Rugolo's orchestra.
Tonight our guest is one of the most gifted and honored writers and producers in television today. The originator of that wonderful world of fantasy, The Twilight Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rod Serling.
Thank you, Harry. It's nice to be here.
Mr. Serling, I'm sure that you've been asked this question many times before, so therefore I'm sure that you'll have an answer for us. Just where do you get the ideas for the far-out things that happen in The Twilight Zone?
Well, Hans, the usual way of writing something for The Twilight Zone is to take some ordinary, average situation that occurs in the world every day and then tone it down a little.
You mean that you think that the things that happen in real life are as fantastic as the things that happen in The Twilight Zone?
Well, look at it this way. Fractured Flickers is on the air, isn't it?
Pretty fantastic. Oh, it's not very funny, but it's fantastic.
You mean to tell me that the Fractured Flickers, Hans, isn't right out of The Twilight Zone?
Well, we were hoping to keep it a general secret until renewal time. Mr. Serling, with your professional interest in the strange and the unknown, you must follow our outer space program with a great deal of interest.
Well, not really, Hans. You see, for us fantasy and science fiction buffs, reading about today's space exploration is rather like looking at last year's newspaper. After all, Jules Verne had us on the moon 75 years ago. And writers like Henlein and Clark and Bradbury have made space travel sort of a normal means of locomotion.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we fly. Destination moon. Travel fast as light till we're lost from sight. The Earth is like a toy balloon. What a thrill you get riding on a jet. Destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you.
So away we steal in a spacemobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. Destination Moon. Into the Milky Way, we'll wander while we watch the folks down yonder. Oh, we're gonna have a lovely afternoon. Up on the highest constellation, we'll look out across the nation, cause the Earth is like a tiny toy balloon. We'll go up, 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 straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. So away we steal in a spacemobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Destination Moon.
Just look at the video. And now we blast off for Pluto and the moon. Attention, Rangers! I want all you Rangers at home to recite the Captain Video Ranger pledge. Hi, everyone. Ranger, third class, in the Captain Video Space Academy, do solemnly pledge to obey my mommy and daddy, be kind to dumb animals and old ladies in and out of space, not to tease my little brothers and sisters, and to brush my teeth twice a day and drink milk after every meal.
All right, that's it. All right, out! Get out!
Captain Video was a real program. Started out in 1949. One of the first, if not the first, television science fiction programs. It all ended the summer of 1955. Captain Video, played by Al Hodge. His assistant, Don Hastings, had a long career in soap operas. He played the Video Ranger. Well, that was the very first Honeymooners. Art Carney, Jackie Gleason. Captain Video had just ended a month earlier on Dumont. Most of the episodes were scrapped for their silver content. A few still survive. For a while, it was the hottest thing on television. In this area, we saw it on Channel 9, Chicago, and not too many other stations. Not live, anyway.
Throughout the universe. An outpost
outbreak of kidnappings has alarmed the universe. High officials have mysteriously disappeared. Commissioner of Public Safety Carey sends for Captain Video to investigate the trouble.
Thanks for getting here promptly, Captain. I'm glad you brought the video ranger with you.
We came on the double, Commissioner.
Leaping Luna, what's happening around here? Why the rush summons to the moon of all places?
Well, I was here to supervise the launching ceremonies for a new rocket ship when my office in Planet City sent me a spacegram. There's been another disappearance. Charles Henderson, the Earth's ambassador to Saturn.
Henderson? When did he disappear?
Yesterday. His office on Saturn reports he simply vanished into thin air.
Well, Commissioner, that means we head for Saturn.
It was literally to show these old black and white movies. And we would say, Captain Video would say, Ranger, we have to check on our secret agent in Arizona, Hoot Gibson. And they would go from this modern, whatever, painted sets. We didn't have a lot of money in those days. The scenery budget for Captain Video was $15 a week, and you couldn't carry it over. So they used all these old sets and whatever. So you either blew your $15 or forget it. So all of our weapons and stuff came from the automobile department and Wanamaker's department store. You know, tailpipe extensions and a stick was the atomic rifle and things like that. And the Opticon scalometer, which is something you could see people hundreds and thousands of miles away. But we then would, the camp would dolly into like a test pattern and they would run this old black and white movie. And then they would interrupt it, go back to the live drama part of the show, and then some other time during the during that episode, you would get back. And in the course of 1 week, we would show a Western. And it made no sense whatsoever.
Between the Earth and the Moon at its closest proximity is 238,000 miles. We expect to cover this distance in approximately 48 hours.
X minus 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is the theme for Rocket Ship XM 1950.
Failure. Every point of our rocket theory has been established. It has proven that interspace travel is not only possible, but practicable. And it has supplied us with information which may well mean the salvation of our own world. No, gentlemen, the flight of the RXM was not a failure. Tomorrow we start construction of RXM-2.
Ferdy Grafay wrote that. He wrote the Grand Canyon Suite, too. This song was introduced not by Frank or Dean or anybody but Kay Ballard in 1952.
Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song.
All throughout October, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Fred Waring. Fred Waring was a drum major Shawnee, Pennsylvania, for a drum and bugle corps that was called the Pennsylvanians. The day he was appointed, he had no baton, so he took his mother's curtain rods down. You know, the kind with the shiny ball on the end. That was his baton. Eventually, the Pennsylvanians became a chorus. Here they are. Music from the movies. Spellbound. Thank you.
bound, I am yours heart and soul. What can it be, this magic power that you control? I always feel spellbound every time you are near. My senses reel, I melt completely when you appear. You thrill me so much, it's just like the touch of April when winter is through. It wasn't so bad till I kissed you. Now I can't resist you. I know that I'll stay spellbound. Love will keep me that way. Oh, how I pray I'll hold you spellbound someday.
The Music of the Stars. Stand by for news on CBS. We'll be back till high noon. You folks, the stations that...
You thrill me so much, it's just like the touch of April when winter is through.
The ones we'll lose, you can still tune in.
It wasn't so bad till I kissed you.
Just click in.
Now I can't resist you.
CivicMedia.us.
Know that I'll stay spellbound. Love will keep me that way. Oh, how I pray I'll hold you spellbound, spellbound someday.
The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Stand by for news now. We'll be back till high noon.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democrats and Republicans continue to blame one another for the government shutdown. Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey Democrat, told ABC's This Week.
Donald Trump literally has said it's the president's responsibility to bring the parties together and negotiate a way through. This is a failure in leadership.
President Trump blamed Democrats as he departed the White House en route to Norfolk, Virginia for the Navy's 250th birthday celebration. He also criticized an order from a federal judge in Oregon who temporarily blocked his plan to send federal troops to Portland. The judge said the decision to do so without the approval of the state's governor failed to meet the high bar required. Homeland Security says two people were arrested after a clash in Chicago with border agents Saturday. One of the two arrested shot and wounded by agents. Authorities say she tried to ram them with her vehicle. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this is the closest we've come to getting hostages released ahead of tomorrow's talks in Egypt. This is ABC News.
Start your